Nagtagumpay ang pinakamataas na ranggong Katoliko sa Australia, Cardinal George Pell, sa kanyang hangaring manatili sa Vatican pagkatapos tanggapin ng Child Abuse Royal Commission ang isang ulat ng doktor na siya ay lubhang may kasakitan para bumalik sa Australia at tumestigo. Si Cardinal Pell ngayon ay tatanungin sa pamamagitan ng video link hinggil sa kanyang kaalaman sa mga pang-abusong sekswal ng mga pari sa diocese ng Ballarat sa Victoria, na kung saan siya ay naging pari bago naging obispo ng Melbourne. Ang dating obispo ng Ballarat, Ronald Malkins, ay inatasan ding magbigay ng ebidensya at tatanungin din sa pamamagitan ng video link. Narito ang ulat. Ang ngayong 74 na taong gulang na Cardinal Pell ay dating tagapagkonsulta kay Ronald Malkins, na dating obispo ng diocese ng Ballarat mula 1971 hanggang 1997. Ang dalawang lalaki ay tatanungin pagkatapos simula ng Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse ang pagdinig sa pang-aabuso at pamamahala sa paring sexual na nagsamantala sa diocese ng Simbahang Katoliko sa Ballarat ngayong Pebrero. Noong nakaraang linggo, nagbigay ang mga abogado ni Cardinal Pell sa komisyon ng isang dokumentong pangmedikal na nagbabala na dahil sa kondisyon sa puso, ang pagbiyahe mula Europa patungong Australia ay mahirap at lilikha ng lubhang banta sa kanyang kalusugan. Si Cardinal Pell ay nasa Vatican na kung saan siya ang Prefect of the Holy See Secretariat for the Economy. Tinanggap ni Justice Peter McClellan na tagapangulo ng Royal Commission ang payong medikal.
There will not be time to take the Cardinal's video evidence in the period set aside for the further hearing in Ballarat. Accordingly, we will program Cardinal Pell's evidence to commence on Monday, the 29th of February, when the Commission will be sitting in Sydney. It is expected that his evidence may take 3 sitting days.
Si Carol Ronken ay ang director ng research ng Braveheart, isang organisasyon na nagtatanggol sa pagprotekta ng mga bata. Sinabi niya ang di pagharap ni Cardinal Pell sa witness box ay maaari makapanlumo sa mga biktima ng pang-abusong sexual nang sila ay bata pa na nagbigay ng ebidensya sa Royal Commission.
I think it's a bit of a mixed emotions. I think what we're seeing is that, you know, ourselves and a lot of victims have continually been betrayed by the church, and there's this continual veil, I guess, of secrecy and a reluctance from the church to openly respond to victims. And I think that for many victims, the Royal Commission has given them that opportunity to hear directly and in person from those who are part of the system that hid their abuse for so long. And Pell not appearing in person has taken that opportunity away from many, for many of those victims.
Sinabi sa ABC ni Peter Gogarty na isang biktima, siya ay nadismaya sa pasya ng komisyon.
A lot of people thought that the Cardinal should never have left Australia when he did to take up his role in the Vatican. He has been a part of this child abuse scandal in the Catholic Church in this country for many, many years. And I think a lot of people, and as I said, myself included, were very critical of him leaving this country before the Royal Commission concluded. And I think there are a great many victims who will be very disappointed that they've had to give evidence in person, but they won't have the opportunity to see Cardinal Pell do the same.
Subalit, sinabi ni Ronken, si Cardinal Pell ay accountable.
I think for victims who are distressed by the news that Pell won't be there in person, it's really important just to remember that the Royal Commission are still going to force him to answer those really tough questions. He is still going to have to be answerable to all of the hidden secrecies in the past. So he is still going to be forced to speak out, and they will still get their answers.
Si Cardinal George Pell ay inakusa ng pagiging mulat sa mga paratang ng pang-abusong sekswal sa mga kabataan sa diocese ng Ballarat.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.